Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, What's Happening to My Body? Book for Girls Revised Edition is a nonfiction puberty and health guide by Linda Madaras, written for girls ages 10 and up and for the adults who support them. First published as part of a widely used growing up series, the book explains the physical and emotional changes of puberty in a direct, organized, and reassuring way. Its purpose is practical rather than theoretical to help readers understand breast development, menstruation, body hair, hygiene, emotional shifts, and related health concerns before those changes become confusing or frightening. The revised edition reflects the book's ongoing effort to stay current with puberty education while keeping its core approach intact, plain language, detailed illustrations, and a non-judgmental tone. It is best understood as a health reference for preteens rather than a general parenting book, and its value comes from translating a difficult developmental stage into information that feels usable, concrete, and age-appropriate. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a puberty guide designed to reduce confusion before physical changes begin. The central strength of the book is that it treats puberty as a stage that can be explained clearly rather than feared. Instead of presenting bodily change as something mysterious or embarrassing, it breaks development into manageable parts so readers can recognize what is happening and why. That matters because girls often encounter puberty before they have the vocabulary to describe it or the confidence to ask questions. The book meets that problem directly by giving straightforward explanations of growth spurts, breast development, body shape changes, and other early signs of maturation. This structure gives the reader a sense of sequence and normalcy, which is especially useful for girls who mature earlier than peers or feel isolated by difference. The book does not rely on abstract reassurance alone. It supports reassurance with information. By naming changes in advance, it helps reduce anxiety, supports self-observation without alarm, and gives parents a shared reference point for conversation. Secondly, clear coverage of menstruation, hygiene, and practical self-care. One of the book's most important functions is to explain menstruation and basic body care in a way that is concrete and usable. Periods are often the first major puberty event that demands immediate practical knowledge, and the book addresses that need by discussing the menstrual cycle, what to expect, and how to manage routine hygiene. Rather than treating menstruation as a single isolated topic, it places it within the broader context of reproductive development and daily self-care. That broader framing helps readers understand that period management is not just about products or rules. It is part of learning how a changing body works. The hygiene guidance is similarly practical because it connects bodily changes to habits that support comfort and confidence. This is especially valuable for younger readers who may not yet know how to interpret symptoms, prepare for school, or ask for help discreetly. The result is a guide that functions less like a lecture and more like a preparedness manual for everyday life during puberty. Thirdly, attention to emotions, body image, and the social side of growing up. The book is notable for treating puberty as both a physical and emotional transition. That balance is important because the distress many girls feel during puberty often comes not only from bodily change but from self-consciousness, mood shifts, and pressure from peers. Madaras addresses emotional changes in a direct way, helping readers see that uncertainty, embarrassment, and shifting self-image are part of the developmental process rather than personal failings. This matters because girls are often given conflicting messages. They are expected to mature quickly, yet also remain composed and unbothered. By naming emotional turbulence openly, the book legitimizes those feelings without exaggerating them. It also touches on social issues that become more prominent during puberty, such as attraction, attention from others, and the challenge of navigating changing relationships. In that sense, the book gives readers a social map as well as a biological one. Its value lies in showing that puberty changes how a girl experiences herself in the world, not only how her body looks or functions. Fourthly, educational style that uses illustrations, examples, and a parent-friendly format. The book's presentation is a major part of its usefulness. It is written in a clear, accessible style and supported by illustrations and real-life examples, which help translate medical and developmental information into something younger readers can actually absorb. That matters in puberty education, because many children do better with concrete visual cues than with dense explanation. The format also makes it usable in different settings. A girl can read it independently, while parents can use it as a structured aid for discussion. The inclusion of an introduction for parents and resource material extends the book beyond simple self-help. It becomes a bridge between a young reader's private questions and an adult's need to respond accurately and calmly. This dual-purpose design is one reason the book has remained widely recommended. It does not assume that education happens only in school or only in conversation at home. Instead, it creates a shared informational space where the child can learn independently and the adult can reinforce or clarify that learning when needed. Lastly, a classic but somewhat traditional resource within puberty education, the book's long-standing popularity is part of its identity, but that longevity also defines its limitations. It is widely valued because it is clear, comprehensive, and emotionally respectful, and many parents, educators, and health professionals have trusted it for years. At the same time, it reflects a more traditional framework for discussing puberty, one centered on girls within a conventional biological model. That approach makes it straightforward and familiar for many readers, but less inclusive of broader gender identities, or some modern conversations around identity and bodies. Understanding that context helps position the book accurately. It is not trying to be the most expansive contemporary sexuality text, but rather a focused puberty guide for girls. Within that scope, it remains effective because it stays organized, medically grounded, and approachable. Its staying power suggests that it answers a persistent need in puberty education, a resource that is neither overly clinical nor evasive. For readers who want a dependable, age-appropriate introduction to girl-focused puberty issues, that combination remains unusually strong. In conclusion, this book is best suited for girls ages 10 and up, along with parents, guardians, teachers, and health professionals who want a reliable puberty reference that is easy to use in real conversations. Its main value is practical. It explains body changes, menstruation, hygiene, emotional shifts, and social discomfort in a format that feels direct rather than intimidating. Readers who are approaching puberty for the first time will benefit from the book's plain language and its emphasis on normalizing change. Adults will value it as a conversation starter and as a way to answer questions without improvising or minimizing concerns. What helps it stand out among similar books is its balance of clarity, structure, and reassurance. Many puberty books either oversimplify or become too clinical, but this one stays readable while still covering the topics girls most often need explained. Its long history and repeated revisions also give it credibility as a lasting reference in a crowded category. For families looking for a focused, girl-centered guide to puberty that emphasizes understanding, preparation, and confidence, it remains a strong and practical choice. If you would like to support Linda Madaras, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.